definition of a boundary or guidelines that people follow through life? Like, it's sort of like a law to me. Not really like a law, but something that you follow, like the things that you will and will not do in your life. My boundaries for life were always to respect my elders, be kind to people, treat people the way you want to be treated. And I always believe what you do to somebody else always comes back to you. So I try to stay within that boundary, and I never cross somebody or I never do something that I don't want done back to me. Or I don't say anything that could bounce back to me. As kids, we always cross boundaries. When I was really little, in kindergarten, I remember being a bully. Until this day, I hate myself for ever doing that. And I look back on the situation and I learned from the situation, because after I did it, to be like I was a tough girl or whatever in front of my friends. I was really only 5 or 6. But I remembered that experience and how bad that little girl felt. And I tried to bring myself up after that to never bully anybody, and to teach my kids never to bully anybody. And that was a really bad experience. And that's one boundary I would never, ever cross again.
So what did you do, like, to bully her?
Oh, my God, I was so fresh. I was bigger than her. And she was one of those little girls who was, like, not really poor, but not really. She was a little poor girl, and everybody made fun of her, and of course me. I, you know, punched her one day in the arm, and she started crying. And after she started crying, I really felt bad. And then after we became friends, I felt so bad after I did it.
So looking back, like, as a kid, would you do your life over again?
I have no regrets. I think everything. I learned a lot of lessons. I think I'm a good person. I try to be a good person anyway. I try to do the right thing. I try to help people out. I do respect my elders. I cross big boundaries with my kids, saying things about my kids and stuff, and just being downright nasty and things that she done. They're unforgivable. She crossed big boundaries.
Do you believe that karma will get her back?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What do you think of jealousy, like?
What do I think of jealousy?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of jealous people in the world. I just don't see it, because you should be thankful for what you have. I just don't understand why people are so evil and jealous. I think it's a really big quality in people. Our family's very close, and the fact that she looked at our family and she wanted it to be that way with her kids and my brother and her, and it just wasn't, and it never will be. And she looks at that and wants it to be that way, and it won't be.
How are you really close with your family? Like, what do you guys do?
We have our traditions. We have birthdays. We travel together. We spend a lot of time together. We're a very close family.
Do you think family comes first before everything?
Absolutely.
So, what do you feel about revenge?
I think revenge, I think people would love to get revenge on people, but I always think that what goes around comes around. So, if I think about something that somebody did to me, which I have somebody who did something to me recently, and I would really, really like to get revenge, but when I think about things that I could do, I worry about how I would get caught, because you always get caught. I worry about the consequences that I would pay for doing it. Even though she seems to get away with it all the time, I know I would get caught and I wouldn't even want to chance it. So I'm not a revenge kind of a person.
How did you, like, learn that? Like, what you do comes back? Do you have, like, a time when you did something to someone else and it came back to you? Or the plan backfired or something like that?
I do. I remember being out of high school, and my friend had a boyfriend that she wasn't really crazy about. And we knew it. He asked me out, and we were sneaking behind her back. And then she finally found out, and one of my friends did the same thing to me right after that. She started going out with one of my old boyfriends to be spiteful because she figured if I did it to her, it was okay for her to do it to me.
So, the boy that you had, did you feel, were you crazy about him?
Well, I didn't do it to be deceitful. I really liked him, so I didn't think I was doing anything wrong, but the thing that I did wrong, I should have told her and not hid it. You know what I mean?
How do you think she would have responded when you told her?
She probably would have been mad, like any girl would be mad.
Are you guys still friends?
Yep.
Does she ever, like, bring it up?
Never.
Is that the only story that you have about revenge?
Yeah, because I don't do revenge. I don't like revenge at all.
Did someone, like, that you know tell you about a plan and you want to stay out of it?
That they wanted to do revenge on somebody?
But you were scared it was going to come back to you, even if you, like, helped about it or anything like that?
No, nobody ever asked me to do anything about revenge. But I had another incident in my life where I had somebody that totally tortured me for about 8 years, and I used to sit and think, oh my God, how can I get her back? I could do this. I could say, come and meet me here, and then beat her up, and then do this. And then I would sit there and think, I'll get caught. I know I'll get caught. And what I do is definitely going to come back. So you know what? I feel as though everybody gets their day. So just leave it alone, and you'll see when it comes back to them for what they do. I think revenge is evil.
The girl that you were talking about, the one that you wanted to, like, beat up or whatever, did anything ever happen to her?
Mm-hmm. She passed away.
Are you, like, I think that's too extreme, don't you? Like,
that she passed away? Well, I didn't wish that she passed away. She was the kind of girl that used to wish stuff on herself. Always. She used to say, oh, I think I have cancer. They think I have lung cancer. And one day, when they say, be careful what you wish for, she really did have cancer. And it wasn't lung cancer, it was brain cancer and lung cancer.
Was she a part of the family?
Yep.
How did it affect the family? Because I know family's a big thing.
It affected our family because her daughter is my stepdaughter. And it affected an 8-year-old girl's life that, who is now 20, lives with us. And even though she tortured me for 8 years, I really, really felt bad when it happened to her. All I could think about was she was leaving her babies, and I felt terrible. And I still, to this day, think, revenge. I'm glad I didn't do anything.
Okay.